सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.
You're listening to Bare Knuckle Bhakti Shorties on the Bhakti Recovery Podcast with Jiva G, coming at you every Monday with a little spiritual sum. Hey, happy Monday, everyone. So I wanted to talk about the difference between powerlessness and helplessness. I wanted to talk about the actual, that space in between those two things, which is a life-changing realization if we understand that on a deep level. So I think we all, I mean, if anyone here is Krishna conscious, I think we all know about the threefold miseries, and that it is said that we are powerless over those threefold miseries, those that arise from the body and the mind, from ourselves, from our bodies and from our minds, and those that are from others, like inflicted by other living beings. And the third is those that are arising from Mother Nature, from natural catastrophes, the things that we have no control over. And I think that it's so important to have these three very important things. This is actually from the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think it's 112, the first canto, first chapter, second verse. And having this knowledge is where it starts. Now, we say in the program that we're powerless over people, places, and things, which is saying exactly the same thing. So if we're powerless over people, places, and things, there are things that we can do, let's say, to understand that these are things that make us understand we are not the controller and we are not God. Now, from a 12-step point of view, the miseries which arise, the very first misery which arise from the body and the mind, those are the ones of our own making, as far as I'm concerned, from the misregulation and the misuse of the reason why I'm even here in the first place on earth. And the false lens that I'm looking at life with, it's the perverted reflection of what things should be. As addicts, this addict, I am addicted to anything that will make me feel good at that moment, and at every moment, you know, after. And I will chase that over and over again in order to fulfill that one feeling. And this starts to become my life. So anything that's going to make me feel that feeling is going to become the center of my life. And because addicts will go to any means to get the fix that they need, we forget our real purpose. We forget the reason why we are here. All knowledge goes down the toilet. And that's where we feel our powerlessness. Because for me, I tried everything under the sun. I've tried using drugs, I've tried using people, I've tried using feelings, I've tried using food, I've tried using everything. I've chewed the chew, the chewed, the chew, the chewed, the chew. And just like, let's say, opiates, certain drugs, you acquire a certain amount to get you that feeling and that requirement. And when that amount is not enough for you anymore, you have to increase it, and you have to increase it until you can't increase it anymore. And it doesn't give you what it always gave you. And what we do is we fight with ourselves. And this fight is a fixed fight. It is a truly bona fide fixed fight that there are only losers. And why I'm saying this is because if we are going to be able to understand the difference between helplessness and powerlessness, we need to know that the admittance of powerlessness will empower us to help ourselves. And when we understand that, that's when Krishna swoops in and takes us by the hand and opens up so many doors. Everything that I've ever been addicted to, anything that I take pleasure in, or even pain in, because I can be addicted to that, but anything, it leads to always the same thing. Futile exhaustion. Chewing the chewed. So it says in the Bhagavatam, it says development of this transcendental consciousness grounded in the conception of simultaneously one and different leads one immediately to the stage of freedom from the threefold miseries. And I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to go further in the 12 steps saying that we need as addicts, as people who have compulsive behaviors, even people who just can't change something and keep trying, that if we don't accept this fact fully, 100%, that we are powerless over our addictions and our associated behaviors and that our lives had become unmanageable, then this will never happen, never happen for us. This is not just written in the Bhagavatam. This is not just written in the 12-step literatures. This has been tried, trailblazed, and true in my life. And I think in a lot of people's lives. Let's visit the second threefold misery, the miseries inflicted by other living beings. So listen up, make your ears large, codependents and adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. Yes, we are powerless over people's expectations. We're powerless over our childhood traumas. We're powerless over people-pleasing. We're powerless over these things. Yet, the moment we admit this, we are no longer helpless because two things. We have all this ancient Vedic literature that tells us so. And two, we have a 12-step program that'll get us through anything in very, very tangible, hands-on ways. And I think if somebody keeps, I don't know, we have somebody in our life who keeps popping up and keeps agitating us or you know, let's even go to someone having, you know, RAPED'd us. All of those things we had no control over, but we are not helpless, which means we seek guidance, we seek help, and we have control at some point over our reactions. We are not helpless over how we see these things because we can change. And how can we change? By simply following those who have changed before us. By simply accepting that this is where we are, this is who we are, and this is who they are, as being exactly the way it should be at that moment, at any given moment. I am not helpless to walk away from somebody who's agitating me. I can say, I have now the power to say, no, thank you, ma'am, no, thank you, sir. I think I'm going to not be your doormat. And I don't even have to do it in a nasty way. Sometimes in the beginning of these kind of things, we do it in a nasty way. We have to do it loud because we're reactive. But through scriptures, through everything that I've learned through the program, I'm able to react in a healthy and normal way. Not always. I've lost, believe me, man, I have lost my shit. But those are things I still need to work on. So the first two of the threefold miseries, we are completely, yes, powerless over, but no, not helpless. Our helplessness disappears the moment we have a program and the moment we have a solid spiritual belief. And finally, the third one, and those miseries arising from natural catastrophes, you know, or Mother Nature. Let's take from the simplest thing, the sun's going to shine. If the sun's going to shine, the sun's going to shine. We're not going to stop the sun from shining, but if it's too much for us, we can either go indoors or put some sunscreen on or whatever it is that we do, put a hat on. That's about what we can do. So we're not helpless. We're still not helpless. We still have a choice, and that's what it means to give up the notion that we are all powerful and to know that in that we are free and we are not helpless anymore and that we have a choice is where the freedom comes from. So go ahead, admit it. Admit that we're powerless over drugs, alcohol, people, places, and things, and that our lives had become unmanageable because in that, we are never helpless and we have a choice today. So I think I pretty much said what I needed to say, and I really hope that this helps somebody. I love you all, and I'll see y'all on Thursday. Hurry bow. Thanks for listening. I hope you like the Monday Shorties. Don't forget to check out our full-length episodes on Thursdays. If you like what you heard, spread the word. Peace out.
Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.